WRJN Racine. All right, both teams assembled around their head coaches getting final instructions, and then we'll get this one underway.
If either one of these teams here tonight, Dick, is not excited, I don't know what else you could want. I mean, it's the biggest matchup of the whole season. Put your all the regular season out the windows. Both teams 0-0 record right now and coming together for this huge matchup.
All right, just waiting for a case to come out. It looks like the Raccoons have won the toss and deferred. So Case will get the ball first. Now I take it back. It looks like Case won the toss. And they will kick off. It looks like Jacob Houghton is back as the kicker. First game back in a long time.
First one of the season right there. He got hurt before their scrimmage even at a practice, so that's a huge piece that they get back coming into the playoff season here.
There's the kick. It's a short kick. Comes up to about the 41-yard line. And it's Brady Busey. Brady Busey on the return. And it's first and 10. First and 10 for the Oconomowoc Raccoons. Munzel will bring him out. Munzel in the gun. He's got two wide outs. To the right, one to the left. Serafin on the carry for no gain. Second down for the Raccoons. Just underway here in the first quarter. Munzel will bring him out. And again, historically, the Raccoons are a run offense first, pass second. This time, full backfield. Full house backfield. Now he goes into the gun. Hands it off again. To Serafin again. So maybe he gets a yard. It'll be third and nine. Third and nine for Oconomowoc. Not much happening so far for Munzel and the Raccoons. This time he's got a wide receiver to the left and one to the right. In the gun. Back to pass. He's going to throw it out here. Complete. Complete to Allen. Allen on the catch. And they'll move the sticks. Boy, two running plays and then a perfect pass for a first down.
Yeah, very good pass down the field. Had his receiver, Cashton Allen, wide open there. on the near sideline.
All right, Munzel will bring him out. In the gun once again. This time he's got three wide outs to the right.
Moves it off up the middle. Oh, doesn't hand off. It's a pass. Big hand left on the sideline. First down.
And Bork.
That's Emmett Bork.
Bork on the carry for another first down.
And another first down.
Emmett Bork. So a little trickery there by the Raccoons, but they move the chains once again. First and 10 at the 39-yard line of Case. Very nice first drive by the Raccoons. Munzel's in the gun once again. Got wideouts to both the right and the left. This time's going to pass out the sideline. And Gronenberg with the catch. And I guess they gave it to him.
That little toe tap play there on the sideline.
Yes, that's what it was. Good description there. We close in on 9 minutes to go.
9 minutes to go here.
In the first quarter. Once again, Munzel in the gun. He's got a wide out to the right and one to the left.
Here's the snap.
Hands it off. Delayed handoff. To Serafin again. Serafin on the carry. I can tell, too, the Raccoons like to control that clock.
Yep. A lot of teams within the Classic 8, they want to play their pace, whether it's up-tempo, slow and physical. Regardless, they all play at the same style. It's whatever they want to do, they're going to do against you.
Okay, we're under 9 minutes to play now in the first quarter. First possession of the game by the Raccoons. Munzel in the gun. Hands it again. Serafin again on the carry. He pushed and drived his way. We're waiting for the signal. And we got a player down. It's a Case Eagle. All right, we'll keep it here.
It's going to bring up a huge fourth down and two.
And we'll see if they go for it. I didn't hear much about them having a strong kicking game, so I don't know how that would be.
Luckily, the player got up quickly.
Yep.
So hopefully nothing too major there for him.
All right, so they'll break it up right away and get back to action here in this first quarter. No score, 8:04 to go. And Munzel will bring him out. Fourth and two. Munzel in the gun. Got Serafin right next to him. All cramped up. Munzel on the keeper, and I think they stopped him. I think the Eagles stopped them there. He denied him. Big play, big first play. Myrick was the ball carrier, and he did not get it. Myrick on that carry. So the Eagles will take over now, a team we're very familiar with. Geppetto, bring him out. We talked to Leo's father before the game. He's getting a lot of attention to play quarterback at the next level next year. So Geppetto will bring him out. He's got Eccles behind him in the pistol. He's got wideouts to the right and to the left. Goes back to pass right away. Geppetto gets complete. And Farr on the reception. And he was our player of the game the last time we were here, both him and Leo Geppetto. No huddle offense for the Eagles. They want to go quick. Second and two. Under eight to play now. 7:42 to go in our first quarter. Geppetta in the pistol. Back to pass again. Throws. Incomplete. Through the hands. So to bring up third and two. It was Johnson, the intended receiver, as he comes back in disgust. So it brings up third and two. Geppetta brings him out in the gun. He's got three wideouts to the left, one to the right. Back to pass, throws, complete. He's got him. And that's far again on the completion. So first and 10 for the Eagles as they come up quickly. In the pistol. Incomplete. Far wasn't ready. Never even turned around. And Geppetta threw it.
Dick, something to make note of here on your roster. It has Jacob Houghton is wearing Anthony Liggins number 4 tonight. I'm not sure the reason, but he is wearing number 4 tonight.
Okay.
I was confused when I seen 4 out there running a route, and I looked, and the roster we have that was left for us has Houghton as 4.
All right, we will change that. All right, in the pistol goes Geppetta. A delayed handoff to Eccles. Not a first down, but all right, Geppetta brings him out. Has to get the play from the sideline. He's got wideouts, three to the left and one to the right. Back to pass goes Geppetta, throws, incomplete. Looks like it was intended for Houghton. So it brings up fourth down. Let's see what they're going to do, fourth and 7. This isn't a gimme, and it looks like they will probably punt it away. And that's Michael Farr that does the punting, typically, but looks like Houghton will do the kicking and punting tonight for the Eagles. And there's the punt. They're going to let it roll. And they're going to down it at about the 1 yard line. So nice kick. And nice fielding by the Case Eagles.
Yeah, great coverage there on that punt, downing it all the way at the 2 yard line. Oconomowoc will have to go 98 yards here, Dick, in order to put points on the board.
All right, 6:38 to go in our first quarter. The winner of this game gets the winner of Janesville Craig and Maguanago next week in a level 2 game. Munzel standing in the end zone. He's in the gun. Hands it off to Serafin, I believe. And he gets about 2 yards. And I'll bring up second down. All right, they'll bring it out. They're much more delayed in their offensive sets than the Eagles. Okay, Munzel in a gun. Hands it off again. And again, the Eagles are there to meet him, Serafin. So to bring up third down,
I think they are trying to run here, get a little room behind them. They had great success going to the air on their last drive. So, they want to go to that, but with your backs against your own end zone, you don't want to go there.
All right, Munzel will bring him out. In the gun. Got a wide out. It's complete. It's complete. To Allen. And they'll move the chant just like that. Munzel's being very calm and picks up that first down. Now they got some room to operate.
Yeah, he's already 4 for 4 through the air, just moving the ball wherever he wants and continuing downfield. Like I said, they wanted to establish the run, get their backs out of the end zone, and go to the air there on that crucial third down.
All right, we're under 5 to play now in the first quarter. Munzel in the gun. He's got a wide out to the left. Hands it off, the late handoff to Serafin again. In a nice gain. Nice gain by the Raccoons. Clock will continue to run. Under 5 to play. 4:30 in county.
Second and 3 coming up.
And they do huddle up, the Raccoons.
Since 2021, when they lost to Mosquito 35-0.
All right, Munzel will bring him up.
They've been here as a Class A champion.
In the gun. Wide outs to the right and to the left this time. Now has a man go in motion. Gives it to Serafin, and he gets another first down. Up to about the 32, 33-yard line of Oconomowoc. And they're starting to establish themselves.
Yeah, that tough smash-mouth defense that we've seen in the three games that we've covered of Case, so far getting out-physicaled by this Oconomowoc offense.
All right, Munzel brings him out.
So far better on offense than we've seen Case earlier.
Full house backfield for him. Raccoons. He's got one to the right. And another wide out to the left. Delayed again. Pushes it up. Okay, 35 for.
Short game for Serafini. Second and 7.
So to bring up second down. Right, Munzel in the gun, hands it off again, and got a few yards, but not much there for Serafini, I believe.
Yeah, the PA announcer saying it a little differently, but I think you're calling it right so far, Dick.
So we'll go back to...
I say stick with what we were calling.
Yes. I think it is Serafin. All right, Munzel will bring him out. 3rd and 5, 2:20 to go in our first quarter. This time, Munzel rolls out, now throws, complete. He's got the first down. To Bork. Bork on the reception, move those chains once again. At the 2:12 mark.
Yeah, big catch through traffic and able to move for that first down.
All right, they chopped that clock in right away, which I liked. He caught it, went out of bounds. They brought the ball in.
Two wide receivers on the left.
All right, Munzel. In the gun. Serafin in the backfield. Loss there. So we're under 2 to play now. 1:35 in counting in our first quarter. No score here at Hammes Field in this level 1 game between 2 8-1 teams. And again, they take their time. They huddle up. All right, Munzel will bring them out. Full house backfield. He's got a wide out to the right and one to the left. Munzel barks out the signals. Hands it off to Serafin. And he gets it up to the 45, 46-yard line of Oconomowoc as we're closing in on the end of our first quarter. And it brings up third down. They mark it as third and eight. And again, the Eagles have not been able to stop them on these third and longs.
No, they have not. They've been successful through the air, which I'll assume they'll go here as well.
Right, two wide outs to the left and one to the right for Munzel. He wants to throw. Now he's going to have to run. He's got move 50, 45, 40, down to about the 35-yard line. They push him out of bounds, but he gets a very valuable first down and moves those chains once again. That is Austin Munzel.
And the Racine Case defense had no outside contain there. He was able to break out of the pocket and run downfield with ease.
So it stops the clock with 14 seconds to go, so they will have to run one more play. And again, the Case Eagles defense starting to show a little bit of fatigue here. So Munzel brings him out in the gun. He's got three wide outs to the right. Now has a man go in motion. Then gives it to Serafin as he pushes his way up the middle for a nice gain. And that'll end our first quarter play with our score. Oconomowoc 0, O'Case 0. We'll step away for 30 seconds. You're listening to high school playoff football on DG Sports.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's freezer pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
When the diagnosis is cancer, you can rely on the innovative care backed by the power of Eastern Wisconsin's only academic medical center. Frater and the Medical College of Wisconsin Clinical Cancer Center gives patients access to world-leading treatment options for cancer care. Choose from multiple convenient locations throughout the Frater and Medical College of Wisconsin Cancer Network. To learn more or find a caregiver, go to frater.com/cancer. Call 414-805-0505.
All right, we start our second quarter. We're scoreless, but the Raccoons on the way. On the march.
They're knocking on the door of Racine Case right now, looking to put the first points of this ball game on the board.
All right, Munzel will bring him out. Brings up second and five. He's in the gun. And he keeps it this time. That was Myrick. Myrick on the carry there. So it'll bring up third down, third and five.
That's 197 votes so far in the check. So you ran a poll, and many of you are comfortable with outcome.
All right, Munzel will bring him out. He's got two to the left. Wide receivers. This time he keeps it, trying to get it, and no, they're going to hold him short. Myrick on that carry as the fake went to Munzel and Myrick on the carry. So let's see what they do here. Again, we heard nothing about having a phenomenal kicking game. And they'll go for it. Clock continues to run. We're under 11 to play here in our first half. Again, a reminder, Colton Wilson will be our halftime guest. Munzel with three wide receivers to the left, and now we got a flag. And the Raccoons are clapping like it's on the Eagles.
Yeah, the right end of that Case defense jumped off sides. They got him with a hard count and a huge, huge, huge penalty as this gives Oconomowoc another first down.
All right, and they continue to drive here, the Raccoons. All right, Munzel brings them out in the gun. He's got three of them to the left.
This one's going to be coming back against Oconomowoc. Dick, offensive lineman, was holding very easily right in front of the referee.
You called it.
Serafin tried to have a run there, but was unable to really gain any traction against that front of Racine Case.
All right, Munzel will bring him out. He's got a wide receiver to the left. Now has a man go in motion. And he keeps it, the keeper. So to bring up second down. So give them maybe 2 yards on that.
And they've selectively gone to the air. They could easily go to the air here, convert for some yardage, but they're choosing selectively to use it when they need to.
All right, Munzel in the gun. This time, rolls it out. And they're going to sack him. The Eagles sacked him. And it looks like Andrew Myrick now is quarterbacking.
Yeah, they're kind of swapping back and forth, back and forth. I'm not sure, you know, if that's intentional, if Munzel got hurt. I really don't know.
Yeah, we'll keep an eye on it, but it looks like it's Myrick now. Myrick now in the gun. Back to pass, throws it in the flat, complete. To Allen. And not even close to a first down. Clock continues to run with 8:35 to go.
This has been an impressive drive for them, starting at their own 2 yard line. They're all the way down to the 30 of Case now.
But again, we've heard nothing about, or in fact, we didn't even see anybody warming up as a field goal kicker. Clock continues to run. We're down to 8:10 to go in our first half. Again, Colton Wilson will be our halftime guest. Myrick still in there at quarterback, and now...
They took a delay game there. I'm guessing that's to give them some room to punt.
Okay.
That'd
be my
guess.
Right. I think you're right.
If not, just a poor communication error there by the Raccoons.
And Jackson Taylor is slated as the punter slash kicker. So we'll see. And yes, that's what they're going to do, Dylan. So Taylor will kick it away and fire is deep for the Eagles. So Jackson Taylor to punt it away. He wants to get it down maybe to the 3-2 yard line. High snap. Gets it up in the air. They're going to let it drop. And it takes a Raccoon bounce. So Case will go on offense with 7:44 to go. Held him. So we're still scoreless. Now we'll see what the Eagles can do.
Yep, not much more you can ask if you're a Case Eagles fan there. The only thing that, you know, you just forced them to go almost 98 yards on that drive. Well, you're at your own 9-yard line, so now you have to turn around and go 91 yards on your ensuing drive.
All right, so Geppetto will bring him out. He's got three to the left this time. Hands it off to Echols, I believe. And they'll go no huddle once again. Again, Geppetto bring him out. Looks to the sidelines. 7:20 in counting. In our first half.
Franklin with the 7-0 lead over Fond du Lac.
And Geppetto now in the pistol.
Geppetto gets the snap.
Goes back to pass. Being thrown out of the incomplete.
He looked to the left side. He was almost sacked.
Incomplete. Intended for Johnson.
Dick, I have a score update that might surprise you a little bit. One of the Wish Sports reporters is out at Franklin. It's 7-7 at the end of the first quarter between them and Fond du Lac.
Okay. We'll see. We'll see if the Sabres are toying with them. All right, Geppetto will bring them out. Clock stopped on that incompleted pass. Geppetto in the pistol, back to pass. Now gets flushed out of there. Now wants to throw. Completes it. Completes it to DeBaker. Zachary DeBaker on the catch.
Still going to be short of that first.
Yeah, short though.
It's going to be fourth down.
So.
Wow. Coach Graham's going to go for it, Dick.
Let's see now here. Boy, I'll tell you, that's a gutsy call. Fourth and one.
While we're waiting for this play call, Dick, at the end of the first quarter, Union Grove 7, Badger 7.
Wow, so some very interesting first quarter scores. Now we've got a timeout called by the Case Eagles. And we'll keep it here. It's going to be a short one. Again, 6:18 to go in our first half of play. We're scoreless here between these two 8-1 teams.
Yeah, there's a lot of just great ball games across the state. A couple 1-8 matchups, Dick, that, you know, 7-7, Franklin versus Fond du Lac. That Badger score was very surprising at 7-7. We've seen Union Grove already once this year. So
if they can pull the upset,
it's going to mess up a lot of game locations for next week.
Yes, it will. Now, they did end up punting. And that was Haughton. And Upholt, he elected to catch it and then was buried by the Case Eagles. Upholt was. Upholt. So the Raccoons will go back on offense with 6:09 to go in our first half.
It's been a very fun game so far, Dick.
Yes, it has. And we'll see who's at quarterback now again. And it is. Now Munzel is back in there.
All the way for the first down.
And Serafin on that carry. And he says, he directs us that he got the first down. So interesting by the Raccoons, as Dylan Dooley pointed out, platooning is the word you would use.
Yep, switching between, back and forth.
Between Myrick and Munzel. This time he's got two wideouts to the left. Hands it off to Serafin. Munzel is the quarterback again now. Now, see if he comes out or he's going to get the play. So to bring up 2nd and 7 with 5:35 to go in our first half.
This is only level one. 2nd and 7.
All right. He's got two wide outs to the left. Back to pass. Fakes it. Now airs it out. Munzel does. Intercepted by the Eagles. No. Nope. They're going to say he dropped it. He dropped it.
I thought so, too.
Cashton Allen was the intended receiver. So it stops the clock with 5:13 to go.
Just unable to maintain the possession through the ground as he fell to the ground, popped out and went all the way to the sideline there.
All right, so here we go. 3rd down for Munzel and his Raccoons. He's got a wide out to the right and 2 to the left. Munzel wants to air it out again down here. Incomplete, out of bounds. Not even close.
Intended for Cole Schwafel there on that pass downfield. Just scooted away from him. You could see as the ball came out of his hand that it didn't come out cleanly, and it ended up about 3 yards out of bounds.
All right, so Taylor will be in to punt again for the Raccoons. Farr will go back to receive this punt. Jackson Taylor, the punter and kicker for the Raccoons. There's the kick. It's a beauty.
They got it to land in the right spot. It kind of takes a bounce out of bounds at about the 21.
High kick, but not a very good kick. As Case will have decent field position to work with 4:56 to go. And again, stick around. Stick around at halftime as we will have our guest from Wisports.net, Colton Wilson. And again, hopefully he'll be making his way up here shortly.
Yeah, very much looking forward to that interview at halftime.
I may have to have you go down, chase him down to get him up here.
So, one wide receiver to the left. Three guys on the right.
Right, Geppetta. In the pistol. Back to pass. Throws it. Got a man.
He holds it.
Let's see. Did he hold it? He did. Jacob Houghton on the catch. So 1st and 10 at their own 43. Go the Eagles. Geppetta again. This time the button hook. Hook pattern. And they take it down to about the 43-yard line. Is Contreras. Contreras, here we go. No huddle. They're down to the 43-yard line of Oconomowoc. And we got a timeout called by Oconomowoc as the Eagles are charged up. So we'll step away for 30 seconds. You're listening to high school playoff football on DG Sports.
Take the first step towards a more independent life. Test drive a Golden or Pry Power chair or scooter and reclaim your freedom with Easy Mobility Solutions. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Crafted for the utmost comfort and convenience. Visit Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted choice for power mobility solutions. An authorized Pride and Golden dealer backed by the Never Pay MSRP guarantee. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
All right, 4:34 to go in our first half. No score, but the Eagles driving now. They're in Raccoon territory. 1st and 10 for the Eagles. In the gun, Hands it off to Echols. He gets it down to the 39-yard line. So to bring up second down for the Eagles. Clock continues to run, 4:20 to go. Geppetta back to pass, throws it out here in the flat, complete to Halton, breaks the tackle and gets a first down. Jacob Halton on the catch.
And it's interesting, we didn't see this sense of urgency earlier in the game from Case at all.
It's like they come and go with the... And there's Echols going up the middle for another first down. And a little bit of showboating there, that I don't care for.
I don't think he was down, Dick, to be honest with you. It looked like his forearm hit, but I don't think he was actually down.
Well, then maybe I should apologize to him. All right, Geppetto will get the play from the sideline, 3:40 and counting. Geppetto still looking. In the pistol. Geppetto back to pass, throws. Incomplete. They're looking for a flag. A lot of booing on the Case Eagles side. Dylan Dooley says no, no. There was no contact.
I mean, there was contact, but not enough to this. So what they want to see is him taking him off of his route, something to prevent him from getting to the ball. And in my opinion, from up here, I don't think there was enough to warrant a penalty there.
All right, stops the clock with 3:12 to go. Brings up third down and short. Ball goes over the head of Giappetta. Now throws. Incomplete. Now there again, they're looking. Houghton fell down, and he was looking for a flag. He was the secondary receiver.
Yeah, I mean, if they, I don't know what they're really going to call. It kind of looked like they tangled feet. I don't think it was really enough for anything. But, you know.
Well, they're huddled up here for some reason.
Yeah, this is what I like. I like that they're coming together to talk about it, and hopefully they can come to a resolution together. And they do end up picking that flag up, Dick.
So, all right, so it brings up fourth down. Fourth and one for the Eagles. Fourth and one as Geppetta brings them out.
Coach Graham looking for an answer here. That's why we have this little bit of a delay, Dick.
Yep.
I like that they picked that one up. I think they just kind of tangled together. Neither one really was doing anything egregious over the middle of the field.
All right, Geppetta in the pistol. He's got three wideouts to the left, and now we got another timeout. This time by the Raccoons. So we'll keep it here. 3:04 to go. No score in our first half. Scoreless between these two 8-1 teams. Dylan looking at the computer. No updates on any of the games from our local teams.
Franklin's starting to pull away, Dick. They're up 21-7 now, and that one over Fond du Lac. Nothing from Badger. Trying to find a Horlicks score here for you.
All right, they're coming out. You knew it was just a matter of time with the Sabres to get going. All right, fourth and one for the Case Eagles. See if Geppetta decides to either on a keeper or give it to Echols. Under center.
A little bit of movement
And there's movement there. There's movement. And that'll be on Case. And, boy, now you got to think Houghton may try a field goal.
Dick, one of our other Racine scores here in the playoff, it's 7-7, Horlick and Burlington in the second quarter.
Boy, that's kind of surprising. They count Burlington out, though, and they're tough as nails when you think they're going to fold. And, yes, Jacob Houghton now will try a field goal with 3:04 to go. In our first half, there's the snap. The kick is up. It's no good. Wide. It was wide. And again, not to defend Jacob Houghton, but this is his first game back.
Yeah, it definitely had the leg. There's no doubt about that. It went 10, 15 yards past. The wind just took it to the right side there.
So we're still scoreless with 2:57 to go. In our first half here at Hammes Field. Beautiful Hammes Field.
Yes, wonderful facilities here. Beautiful showcase for the city of Racine. Dick, they're kind of confused why it's getting moved back. The kick did happen at the 31, but in high school that counts as a touchback.
Okay.
So you can attempt a field goal from anywhere. It counts as a touchback, so that's why it goes back to the 20.
Okay, good explanation for our listeners. So the Raccoons come out. Looks like Munzel's still in there now at quarterback. Hands it off. Looking, jitterbugging his way, trying to get back inside. That was Seraphin. All right, 2:30 to go in our first half. And Munzel will bring him out, full house backfield. Now he's got a wide out to the right and one to the left. Munzel. Hands it off and nothing doing. Case Eagles right there to snuff it out.
And I'm surprised we're not seeing Case trying to utilize those timeouts
yes.
they have here.
Yeah, we're under two to play now.
Trying to save them, I guess, for their offensive possession they're hoping for.
And again, Colton just looked at his watch, so I don't know, maybe he's got an alarm or something there. 1:40 and counting. Munzel in the gun. Got two wideouts to the right. He's going to air it out here. Incomplete.
Cole Schwefel once again, the intended receiver there. Just right. outside of his reach, Dick.
All right, stops the clock with 1:28 to go. So fourth down. And that should bring Taylor in to punt it away too far.
Taylor back to kick.
And Michael Farr is always dangerous. Jackson Taylor, punter slash kicker, high snap, but gets it away. Farr's going to field this one. He's at the 50. To the 40. Ooh, and they trip tackle.
That's going to be a blindside block coming back.
Drew Neverman. Neverman was the arm tackle that saved possibly a touchdown by Michael Farr. But Dylan says it's coming back.
Now this is going to be 15 yards against Case for that blindside block there, Dick. Those are the type of plays that they want taken out of the game. Player not able to see where the defender's coming from, and he just lays them out with a nasty block.
All right, so they'll bring it back with 1:17 to go.
K Case fans aren't happy, but that's one where, in their situation, they don't want that against their team either.
We're scoreless. Again, the winner of this game gets the winner of Janesville, Craig, and McGuanagall. All right, so Geppetta has a minute and 17 seconds to work with here in the first half. Geppetta in the pistol. Got Echols behind him. Now we got something. Procedure penalty on the Eagles.
Racine Case's biggest detriment today has been themselves. The penalty on fourth down, this penalty for the blindside block, now a false start. Just really self-inflicting wounds here, Dick.
Yep. All right, Geppetta back to pass. He had wide outs on both.
Intercepted.
Intercepted by Upholt. Upholt with the interception. With 1:11 to go, I wouldn't count them out from scoring.
No, I mean, a minute 11, both teams really having a great opportunity here. Case, turnover. The biggest thing for Case is if Oconomowoc does score, they'll get the ball back to start the second half.
Yeah, keep that in mind for our listeners. If they can get some points here, and then they'll start that third quarter. All right, first and 10 at the 41-yard line of Oconomowoc. And there are almost an interception by the Case Eagles. That was intended for Emmett Bork. Bork, the intended receiver for the Raccoons.
Adam Contreras there with a big play for that Case defense, able to get a fingertip on it to kind of break up that pass.
All right. So 1:07 to go. Munzel, flushed out of there. Now got to throw it down here. Out of bounds, incomplete. Intended for Allen.
Wow.
Some shoving there with a minute to go.
Yeah, definitely some early contact there, Dick, but down on the field, no call, and we carry on for third down.
All right. Third and 10. Clock stops with a minute to go in our first half. Munzel will bring him out. He's got a wide out to the right and another one to the left. In the gun. Back to pass, throws. Knocked down, it'll bring up fourth down. Boy, Munzel went down hard. So it'll bring up fourth down. Looked like someone.
Racine Case took a timeout
they
there.
They did, okay. To stop that clock.
Dick, a little bit of something we haven't seen in very long time, if possibly not ever. Muskego is up 28-0 over Oak Creek in the second quarter. You could possibly see a running clock there.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if Oak Creek's ever been
what's happened? Out. What has happened to the Knights?
Yeah, it's a surprising score, to say the least. Oak Creek just having a very down year, struggling to move the ball all year long, really.
All right, so Taylor in the punt where the Raccoons fire back to receive this punt. Michael Farr. Ooh, high snap, but gets it. Kicks it away. They're going to let it roll. 21-yard line of Case. And that's where Case will start with 43 seconds to go.
Oconomowoc could have played that one a little smarter. They could have just let it roll and don't ever touch the ball. Just let the referees blow that dead. He could have took another 5 to 6 seconds possibly off the clock.
All right, here comes the Eagles. Geppetto. In the pistol. Has three wideouts to the left and one to the right for Geppetto. Delayed handoff to Echols, and he gets a first down, I believe. See where they mark it. Yep, they're going to give him a first down. Geppetto, back to pass. Rolls out. Now just goes out of bounds, throws it down on the ground with 27 seconds to go.
A smart play there. Not able to, you know, throw it downfield instead of running out of bounds where the clock would continue as he's going sideways versus upfield.
All right, it stops the clock with 27 seconds to go. Empty backfield for Geppetto. He's got three wideouts. Now gets flushed out of there, throws it, a desperation throw.
They might just take one final shot here, Dick.
And they may just let the clock run out. Nope, now they stopped it with 5 seconds to go.
A little bit of a confusing timeout, Dick.
Yeah. So more than likely, we're going to have a scoreless half here. And again, a reminder to our listeners that we should have a level two game next week. Teams and location to be determined, probably not till tomorrow like last week, Dylan.
Yeah, I think, we'll see what happens and
see if we get if we have the scores before we sign off tonight.
Now Horlick and Burlington, Dick, that's still 7-7. There's 30 seconds and counting in the second quarter.
All right, Geppetto, bring him out. He's got three to the left, one to the right. Back, throws it in the flat, complete here, bobbled for a minute. And then knocked out of bounds here. And they'll, and that's it. That's the end of our first half of play with our score. Oconomowoc 0, Case 0. We'll step away for 2 minutes. And then we'll come back and hopefully have our guest, Colton Wilson, on. You're listening to High School Playoff Football on DG Sports.
Fall has arrived, and Ferraro's serves up the flavors to kick off the season just right. Ferraro's is Racine's go-to for classic pizzas, crispy fried chicken, and hot sandwiches. 50 years running. Feast on the Bratwurst pizza this October. Loaded with bratwurst, a beer cheese base, sauerkraut, red onions, cheddar cheese, and topped with a savory brown mustard drizzle. Plus, check out the delicious frozen pizzas, perfect for carryout or for your next big fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Beecham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.